Phoenix FM. It's 12:15 and occasionally we do have live music in the studio. Today is one of those days. Rebecca Druce has joined us in the studio. She's going to do three songs. You can get them on iTunes. You'll be able to listen on Spotify as well. They are available and out there, and more of that coming up later as we talk to Rebecca. But I'll leave it to Rebecca. You're going to do the first song for us, aren't you, which is Never Learn.
Yep, this is Never Learn.
In the studio. How does that feel? You got your first song out the way, and it's great having music in. I mean, it's such a pleasure coming in here on a Saturday afternoon and having someone like yourself come in and just sing away. It's a bit different to playing in front of a crowd, though, isn't it? Although there's just me sitting here, there's just Aaron sitting here. You're in a radio studio. It's
yeah,
not the natural environment.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. I keep thinking I'm just at home playing on my own.
Oh, well, that's good.
So that's quite good, yeah.
I mean, how long have you been playing the guitar?
About 10, 11 years.
Wow.
It's about 10, 11 years since I started playing the guitar, yeah.
And you do feel at home playing the guitar?
Yeah.
This is what you love doing.
Yeah, when it's like playing my own songs and stuff, then I feel quite comfortable. If you ask me to play something off of a sheet music, then I wouldn't know what to do. But when I'm just playing my songs, then I'm quite okay.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Oh, well, look, great. I mean, anyone listening, we will explain more about how they can find out more about you. All the songs that you're singing are available on iTunes, aren't they?
They've only got to look for it.
Just Google Rebecca Druce and your details
will
come
up. They're on Spotify and they're iTunes under the new EP, which is You and Me, the EP.
Okay, both the other songs you're going to play are on there as well. So the next one will be the title song, will it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
It's over to you if you're ready to play the next one.
Okay.
shed. I won't stop talking though it's all been said. I won't stop hoping till my dreams are all dead. Get attention from another man. Working hard, he's doing all he can. And everybody said he's so sweet, but they don't understand. My heart maintains a regular beat, and I haven't been losing any sleep. Maybe he loves me true. Maybe he admires every little thing I do. And maybe he's just as pretty to see. But it don't compare with you and me. Had to trade all of my gold for tin. Had to take second place, I wanted to win. Way up in heaven, that's where I've been. How am I gonna settle down here for him? Maybe he loves me true.
In the studio, and the EP itself then, You and Me, that's the title track from the EP as well, and it's been out a while, has it? How long has it been?
It's been out since April.
Right.
So not that long, actually.
No,
yeah.
No. And this is your first EP. It's all songs you've written yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I have recorded a few songs before, and some of these songs I did do before, but this is the first proper release, so I've kind of spent a lot more time on it, and it's I had to redo some of the songs from before, like to make them a new version and stuff like that, so, but yeah.
And you were saying the three that you're doing now are the ones that are most acoustic anyway.
Yeah, there is a fourth song, but it's quite more of a rocky song, so I thought it doesn't really work acoustic, so.
We'll have to play that next week.
Yeah.
We must play that one.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite ones of the four, but yeah, it doesn't really work as an acoustic song, so.
No. Well, it's an excuse for us to play it next week as well. And in terms of coming down to radio stations and promoting the way that you're doing it, I suppose most of the work you're doing out there is live anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm more used to playing live gigs or open mics, things like that. So it's a bit different to be on the radio, but it's quite a nice experience.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
having me here.
No,
Phoenix.
That's all right. And when you're famous, we'll make sure that this is it's known that you were down Phoenix FM first. There's one more song, and which you'll be doing for us, and then we'll have a good old chat about how people can find out more, not just on Spotify, but if they want to see you live as well, and really your plans for the next year or two.
Yeah, okay. All right, this one is Away. You're taking your time while I'm watching the clock. Sure.
love you. Most of my path and I couldn't keep up. I wonder if you know my name. After all this time, I am still the same,
waiting for that to die. Fantastic. Rebecca Druce in the studio with us this afternoon here on Phoenix FM. Three songs you heard, starting off with Never Learn, then it was You and Me, which is the title track off the EP, and that last one, Away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's your first EP. You've done a lot of recording and a lot of your own work before. I mean, is this something you did at school? Were you writing songs at school?
Or? I did start when I was at school. Yeah, I wrote my first song when I was about 13, I think, 14. And then I recorded like a couple of demos of acoustic songs and stuff. And then I was playing open mics around Brentwood actually quite a lot when I was about 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
I used to do the Essex Arms, the open mic there quite a lot when I was living in Upminster, so I always used to do that. And it was a couple of years where I wasn't so into it. Two or three years, I sort of left it for a bit. I don't know, just other stuff going on, and then
it sometimes happens, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and then you miss
lost heart for it a bit, I suppose. And then about 2 years ago, I sort of got back into it, started writing some songs again. So, yeah.
And you're back on the road again as such and enjoying it.
Yeah,
it's weird because it can and probably does in a nice way take over your life as well, because you're on Twitter, you know, with Facebook, with just updating everything in terms of what you're doing.
Yeah,
you're constantly interacting there. It's not just about the singing, is it? It's about getting your name out.
It's quite important now to get your social media active and be posting stuff all the time and get your followers up and all that. So
10 years ago, we were saying, oh, give us your MySpace page. Then everyone was all about their own website. And now it really is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's just what people prefer.
Yeah. There's also blogs as well. A lot of people have blogs and WordPress and stuff like that. It's quite popular. But yeah, it's definitely Twitter and Facebook are the key players, aren't they?
definitely. I mean, and in terms of people heading over to the Phoenix FM website, we'll put the three songs up on the Phoenix FM website anyway, so it's the Between the Lines page from there that we'll put people in touch with you. And the best way really would be for them to say follow you on Twitter, would it, in terms of
follow me on Twitter or like my Facebook page, Rebecca Druce. So
and that's got your upcoming gigs, is it? I mean, are you thinking much in advance? Are you a year in advance or really, you know, in terms
of
the gigs you've got?
No, I'm just like, I haven't got any gigs booked in at the moment, but I am sort of looking, that's what I'm going to start doing now, is look for some gigs, book some stuff in, do some open mic nights as well, because I've not done so much of that for a little while, so.
And that's the beauty with down here at Phoenix FM. It doesn't really matter what, where you are in terms of gigs coming up or whatever else, you can come down at any time. You're always welcome down here, by the way. And and that's the other thing, isn't it? It's getting out to the radio stations. It's getting onto YouTube and
and that takes quite a lot of sitting down, emailing people.
You need people to help. You need a team of people around you as well.
Yeah. Well, luckily my boyfriend is a digital marketer, so he knows all about Twitter, Facebook, all that sort of stuff. So he helps me out with all that. Thanks, Timmy, if he's listening.
Yeah. You better be.
Yeah, you should be.
But that's the other thing. I mean, it's you hear with the old-fashioned media, if you like, of radio, but it's then everything else. You almost think, look a few years ahead and you'll be doing more and more yourself.
Yeah.
Which is great because it takes it away from the record companies and it means that you can go out there and people can find out about you in the way they wouldn't before.
And people have the power to put their own music where they want it and they can draw their own following.
There's so much more music about. I suppose the downside of that is the money isn't being made from music the way it was before.
And you can get lost amongst so much stuff that's out there, like not be found. But it's still good to have the variety of to choose from.
It's just the way it is, and it's making the most of the situation at the moment, isn't it? Oh, well, look, thank you so much for coming in and seeing us.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. You're always welcome down here, and we'll make sure we play out the other song from the EP next weekend as well. Aaron will remind me to do
that. That'd be nice,
And, no, look, thanks very much for coming in and seeing us. And, anyone listening, if you just caught the end there, Rebecca Druce in the studio with us, so Google Rebecca Druce and put perhaps the word music or something afterwards so you know you'll get all the details there. And it'll be all be up on
listen later on the website as well.
That's right. Phoenix FM website, we'll make sure that's all up on there as well. Thanks so much for coming in and seeing us.
Thank you.